Ooh, we got to talk right now is what I literally just said.
We were having a conversation, and it was quite invigorating.
It was. It was like, oh.
And Sluggo jumped and said, ooh, we got to talk right now.
Song's over. And I was blasting it, too.
Whatever. You were. Yeah.
I'm not paying any attention.
We were listening to it. We weren't paying any attention. A little bit later on this hour, we have tickets for the LA Kings. They have 4 home games left.
Yeah.
It's the end of the season.
That is really cool.
They're in second place in the division, maybe third, depending on how you look at it. But first, let's talk about, you spend a lot of time in your car in Southern California. Let's be honest. You're on the 101, you're on the 405. Every day, you're on the 110, you're on the 91, blah, 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 blah.
The Californians.
And you're in your car a long time. So, my woman.
Yeah, who rules?
Has what she calls a gum bucket.
A gum bucket.
A gum bucket.
Okay, what does that mean?
You know the little square pieces of gum? They come in a little, like, container?
Square pieces of gum? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
So, it's a little container. Then, once it's empty, is used for...
Gum that you're done with.
Yeah.
She kindly doesn't spit it out the window.
Right.
I hate that.
But I mock her endlessly because it's a gum bucket. And that's gross. It's gross, right? Now, having said that, my car's a mess. And hers is spotless.
It's like, oh, really? So that's the only receptacle of trash-ish in her car. Otherwise, it's very clean?
I mean, I assume she cleans it out more than I do. But is there a system? Is there a trash can for cars? Have you ever
new from Ronco?
Have you ever seen like a little trash
I
bag?
I swear I've seen commercials back in the '70s.
Really?
For them. Yeah, but
that fits behind, say, the passenger seat.
I just want to go back to the gum bucket for a second.
Yeah,
how much gum gets in there before it's thrown away or emptied? And how would one empty such a thing?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
And I don't know the answer. I don't know how you empty it. I would assume you have to throw it away and start again.
I would think. Hope you're not cleaning it out.
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. I just mock.
But otherwise, her car is very clean.
Yes.
Now, would you think my car, knowing me, is really clean inside?
Yeah. It would be a mess.
Yeah. It's not. It's spotless.
You keep it spotless?
No, it's insanely clean.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Son of a bitch.
I know.
I'm the only one that has a dirty car.
No. Most of my friends, like our friend Natalie, you can't even sit in the car. There's no place.
Anytime somebody's going to get in my car,
yeah, I said, Natalie.
Just give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Because I got to move stuff.
Right. And then I run to my car and I get all the stuff out of the floor.
That's how I was for a very long time. And then all of a sudden, I don't know. It's not because I got another car. One of my cars, I just cleaned out one day. And then I've kept it clean ever since. And that was
our Sluggo is growing up, you guys. That's so sweet.
That's sad.
So,
I mean, I just throw stuff away when I get home. I just, you know, make sure it's sitting there.
I mean, that makes sense, sure. But you're exhausted. You've been on the road for an hour and a half.
And it's going to take 8 seconds to walk over to the trash can.
Oh, I can't do it.
No, I understand.
But if I had a trash bag of some kind, like one maybe that...
Are you hawking a product?
No, I'm not at all. I'm asking.
Okay.
One that, like, hangs from the seat... The passenger seat?
That would be nice. Like, if you forget to clean it out, it starts to overflow.
Right, but then it's easy to take and dump.
Right.
Because it's all in one place.
Right.
My system right now is I put it on the floor behind the passenger seat.
Why not just put it on the passenger seat so you remember to throw it away when you get home?
Because then...
you would actually have to do that.
And that's nonsense.
You're playing with your brain. You're like,
I am doing
pretending you're going to do something about
it. It is incredibly stupid. Well, you can kind of hide it for a while.
Sure.
If nobody's getting in the back seat.
Well, I think that's a really interesting look into how you think about things. Well, you can hide it for a while.
If nobody's getting in the back seat,
I love it.
Then they don't notice that there's trash behind the passenger seat.
Yeah. You take a lot of Ubers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
We're going to talk to people about their cars, right?
Well, how do you, 818-955-KLOS. How do you deal with the trash in your car?
Yeah. When do you get rid of it?
Other than the ridiculous idea of actually cleaning it up every time you're done driving.
Have you ever been in an Uber that wasn't clean, though, like had a bunch of trash in it?
I never have.
I mean, that's got to be one of their rules. No.
That no, I would
keep
think
it clean,
so
I would
too.
Think.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, most people, I think, my guess is it's about half and half. Like half people don't clean it out and it's pretty trash. And the other half are like me and have to have their precious car clean on the inside.
Well, I mean, technically, and this is the first time I'm saying this honestly, I wish I was you. Because
that's it, though.
Because I don't like that my car's a mess.
Right.
And I don't like that panic of, you want to come with me? Oh, just a second. I'll be right back.
Right.
I don't love that.
Yeah,
I spend a lot of time in my car and I don't really...
And it's not because I finally got a real car. I mean, my bug was clean. I had a 69 bug that would break
down. Stop bragging. It's really annoying me now. Oh, I had it's not even a bad car.
I kept so it. Wonderful.
I kept that clean because I'm the best. Shut up.
Listen, Gene. That sounded like Gene there just for now. Sorry, inside joke.
So, gum bucket.
Yeah, gum bucket.
Trash can.
Trash can, car. What do you do?
Those thoughts.
818. Put them together. Connect them.
955 KLOS. Right now, we're talking about how to keep your car clean. Because as much as I try, I fail.
It's just always, you got to push some junk out of the way before anybody can sit their butts down in the car.
Yes, it's always a little embarrassing. Yeah, sure, give me a minute. Yes. And then I hide it further.
Cram it underneath the seat.
Yeah. You know, then it starts smelling like a dead body and something needs to be done. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, that's what you keep the fast food bags for.
Ah, that's a good
idea. The fast food bag is a good idea, but I don't usually eat fast food in my car.
Oh, well,
because I live close to fast food restaurants, so I just take it home.
Travel a lot for my job, so I've always got fast food bags.
All right,
and I change them out. I just fill them. I keep one close to the right hand side of the front of the truck passenger seat, and I throw stuff in there. And when it's full,
there you go.
I throw away and get another one.
I mean, it makes perfect sense. I don't know why I couldn't do that.
Right on, man. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, but I can't. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm calling about keeping the car clean.
Yes, how do you do that?
Real easy. The back of the seats have those little pockets in them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep two or three of the Stater Brothers, Vons, grocery bags, whatever.
Oh.
And just hang it off the gear shift when you get done drinking or eating, whatever. Just throw it in there. When you fill your tank up, throw it in the trash of the gas station.
When you fill up your tank, great idea. That's a very good idea. Kevin, we're going to clean up your car.
I'm usually bleeding. I'm usually bleeding from the nose when I'm filling up the gas tank. Because I just had to take a loan out on my house.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You keep your car clean?
How?
How do you keep your car clean? You spend so much time in it in L.A. on the freeways. And it piles up.
The worst is when you're riding around in someone's car that's like that, and you're in the back seat, and all of a sudden you turn a corner, and everything crashes onto you, and it's all over you.
Damn it! That's my car.
Come on!
So 818-955-KLOS, hello!
So what I do is, of course, like the guy said, I go and get a Stater Bros bag, but I hang it on the, you know, you lift up the headrest,
right,
and trap it with the tubes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is you could just hang it from there.
Yeah, I just hang it there and so forth, and when I go to a gas station and dump it out. But then again, I got kids also, so they're youthful, too. I make them pick up the car.
Ah, there you go.
You make them pick up the car? That seems extreme.
You know, come on. That's what we have kids for.
That's what you have kids for. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
What's going on? You got trash problems, huh?
Well, we're just talking about keeping the car clean, and no one has called yet. How is there not a car trash can?
No, you know what?
How's that not a thing?
I heard from someone on text, there's tons of them.
There are?
Yeah, there's lots and lots of them out there on the market, apparently.
Huh.
I've never seen them. How about you? Have you seen car trash cans, sir?
Yeah, they're kind of small. They're maybe like 24-ounce size with a little swing door. I've seen them at Big Five.
Well, there you go, dude.
Big Five. Why would they be in a sporting event store?
Why aren't they at Small Three?
They fit in your cup holder, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Maybe you got like Kleenex or a napkin or something little like that.
Gotcha.
Dude, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, man, what's up?
Talking about keeping your car clean.
Yeah, I live in my van, and I use one of those Home Depot orange buckets for my trash can, man.
Okay.
Home Depot orange bucket, like the big kind that you sit or stand on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's living in a van, so absolutely. I had a friend that lived in a converted school bus, and he'd basically the same thing, and then dump them in dumpsters behind whatever stores and stuff.
Yeah, like dumpsters, or like when you go fill up at the gas station, just dump it out, and then you got a whole new brand trash can.
There you go, Kevin. I want you to get a giant thing to put in your car.
Okay.
Seems big. Do it.
Seems pretty big.
Do it.
Okay. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So, you're talking about how to keep your car clean.
Yes.
The first, I don't eat fast food in my car like you, Kevin. I just don't.
Okay.
I'm a clean car freak, and people go, well, I haven't cleaned my car out for a while. Well, why are you bringing trash into your car? That's what I don't understand.
Well, because when you go on a trip, when you drive in Los Angeles, your drive is an hour and 10 minutes if you're lucky. So you bring a bottle of water and maybe, a couple candy bars. Maybe a pizza.
I'm on a 3-hour
maybe
drive,
some cake.
Now I have a bottle of water.
That's it?
Yes. My work vehicle is cleaner than most personal vehicles. I get a lot of flack at work. They're like, why is your car so
Listen, I would make fun of you too, but secretly I would be very, very
that's nice.
I would be very jealous.
I tell people my personal car is so empty, I don't even have floor mats in it, and I'm not kidding. There's nothing in the car.
Now you're just bragging. Get off the phone.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Keep your car clean.
How do you do it?
Is it possible? Look at this. Okay, so I'm pulling up Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm typing in car trash can.
Uh-huh.
There's hundreds. There's hundreds. Like, there's no end to them.
Well, I don't. Can you even come up with anything anymore?
There's not an end to how many there are.
An idea for an invention without it existing multiply now.
Some of them have, things that they can hang from seats. I'm on the third page now. And I was like, how come no?
There's no such thing.
Yeah, it exists. And it's for sale. And that's a cat. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hashtag fact.
About 5:50.
Yeah.
We give you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. Yeah, when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I think we have arrested the world's unluckiest burglars, says a police officer in a tweet.
No, I can't believe cops are tweeting now. They're like, we just arrested these morons.
This guy's so dumb. There were two guys that were committing a burglary. And one of them, this is in England, one of them sat on his phone wrong and dialed 999, which is 911.
Oh, get out of here. You know, I always thought that would definitely, because it's the same three numbers, that would happen a lot.
I would think so.
But I wouldn't expect a burglar to be calling
us. Just accidentally sat on it wrong, called 999. The police listened to them plan.
Oh, no.
Plan the robbery.
No.
And then break in.
No.
And then the police kept listening while some of their fellow police officers got into the place and arrested them. They listened to the whole thing from before the burglary to during to the arrest.
Wow. They'd be like going, hey, Joe, good job arresting them. Wow.
Can you imagine?
No.
Have you ever butt dialed anybody that was?
Sure, but not the cops.
Not like that.
Not when that's kind of going down.
When you're a burglar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially from planning to, wow. So dude didn't even ever notice. He never thought, I should call the.
Didn't have any idea. All of a sudden the police show up and they're like, well, how did you know we were?
He didn't call the wife and go, I'm going to be home late tonight. We're burglaring this place.
No. No, he just stayed on the phone the whole time because he didn't know the connection was made. So
it's not admissible in court, but man, that's brilliant.
I mean,
that is
hilarious. They did listen to them and find them based on the call.
Yeah.
So that is admissible to court
right.
In that they found them in the store trying to rob them.
Wow.
So that's a butt dial idiot right there.
People are dumb. Yeah, when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
I was looking on the internet and I found a whole bunch of people who. The topic is strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, okay.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, you said that in stereo.
And I have two. One is a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, man. Of course that gets bananas.
And Ralph Garman.
Oh, we're going to call him? We should call him.
With his girlfriend.
You know, we haven't talked to him yet. We've talked to a lot of people that sound strangely like him.
Yeah, true.
But not him yet.
With his girlfriend in our bathroom.
Oh, in your bathroom.
Yeah, we had to burn it down. But the funniest one, and I still to this day don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was at a party at Bean's house.
Right.
Donna, his wife, has great taste. So
yes,
their house
does.
Is amazing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, she's basically a fashion diva, really.
So it's like, it's one of those houses that's a little too nice.
Sure.
I don't really feel comfortable because it doesn't look like it's quite lived in.
Yes. It's more like someone's going to come in and film for Architectural Digest.
Well, I think it was like a housewarming party, so I think everything was relatively new.
Okay.
Now, I'm a huge fan of
trashing the joint.
Don't poop at work.
Oh, my God, no.
Take
poop
care of that
at home.
Right.
Poop at home, people.
Every once in a while, you don't have a choice.
Nope. Like every day. I mean, every once in a while.
So I decided that
you were going to poop at the party?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I didn't really have a choice.
You're a party pooper.
Yes, I am.
What?
But I thought, in my infinite wisdom, I would not use the downstairs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I go upstairs.
Yeah, the houses I've been in of Beans, a couple of them, are massive. They're huge. So at least you had a few choices.
So I go upstairs and I'm thinking, okay, well, I won't be discovered this way.
Well, of course, Ralph was in there with his girlfriend.
No, that was a different one.
Oh, okay.
Totally different party. So I
sit down to do your business.
Yes.
Noodles, are there any spiders involved?
No.
Good.
But I clogged the toilet.
No, I was wondering if that's what you were going to say.
Now, my response to that, to this day, bothers me somewhat. And I also don't know what I was thinking. I think I just panicked.
Were you drunk? You're at a party.
No. At Bean's house? No.
Here, have some Kool-Aid.
Nope.
Okay.
But my response was,
yeah.
And I'm not saying this as a joke. I literally ran out of the house.
You just left?
Yes.
I
ran down the stairs, out the front door.
Did it spill over on the floor when you flushed?
No, but it was super close.
It was right at the top. Next time it flushed, it was going to go over. Was there a plunger?
Actually.
Uh-oh.
Honestly, actually. No, there was no plunger. I looked.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know that it didn't.
Yeah.
Because I ran. Because
you ran immediately. As soon as it started filling up.
That was my response, and I don't know.
Was this a really full bowl?
Yes. And my response was run.
This is your coworker.
Yes.
How many years had been? Yeah,
it'd probably been 12 years.
Yeah, because back to Phoenix. I mean, that's a long
maybe 8,
time
9
ago.
Years.
Yeah, that's still plenty of time.
Yeah.
How long before you fessed up that you were the party pooper?
I fessed up, I believe, on his last day.
You're kidding!
No.
You didn't say it before.
Nope.
I love you.
I was too embarrassed. That's not amazing.
You kept a secret that long.
No, that's awful.
No, it's hilarious.
It's not
and
hilarious.
On his last
when it's
day.
You, it's not hilarious.
By the way, buddy.
Just so you know.
Do you remember like 12, 22 years ago?
Yeah. So that happened.
I heard his last day. I don't remember. I must have missed that. That's
maybe
hilarious.
It was his last day, but I know that
it was in there.
It was in the last maybe
so
year.
So awesome. No, that's something to be proud of. Stand up. Let's call him at home right now and remind him of that moment.
No, why would I run?
You know who would be really?
He's my partner. Why would I run?
Because that's you.
But why wouldn't I say, hey,
no, you know.
I just ruined your upstairs. Why wouldn't I make a joke or...
I don't know.
Ask for a plunger?
You had a minute to think about it. Have you come up with any kind of...
I just
what
panicked.
What was I thinking?
I panicked and I ran. And I got in my car and I drove away as fast as I could. Why? I don't have any
idea.
And did
he not ask you then? Of course, you know, when this business, there's so many weirdos, and we just all take off.
And there were a lot of people at his house, so it wasn't necessarily me.
Yeah, so yeah. Did he bring it up?
No.
He didn't mention that someone had clogged his turlet.
Nope. So that's...
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
That's a little embarrassing.
That's a great story.
That's not a great story. Not if you're the one that's clogging the
and
toilet.
Especially you waited all those years.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Good luck eating that one.
Here's a list of other people, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Strange things that happened at your house. A guest that was there visiting for a few hours cut their toenails in my living room.
What?
Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, I'm the wrong guy to judge because of the story I just told.
So they're sitting there talking, chatting away, and just cutting their toenails.
Yes.
Ugh. Get out.
Someone stole my winter hoodies and antidepressants.
Okay. Well,
that's a weird thing to steal.
Half of that I can see for sure.
My son's middle school friend opened all the yogurts in my refrigerator. Didn't eat them. Just opened up the tinfoil lids.
I wonder what this one is.
All of them.
I wonder what this one is.
Oh, no, they say on the outside what
it
is.
Yeah, I know, but he's just really dumb.
I don't know.
What does it smell like?
So 818-955 KLOS if you have strangest thing that ever happened in your house from a guest. Oh, no. Just got a text from my friend Marin who says, you ran out of Bean's house? And I said, yep. One of the most embarrassing things in my life.
Instead of telling him you had just clogged his upstairs toilet.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
In his brand new house.
There's a lot wrong with me.
Well, whatever, man. I kind of get it. I sort of do.
Strangest thing. A guest did in your house. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my girlfriend came over when we were little. She stabbed our chair.
She what?
She stabbed our chair with a knife, the kitchen chair.
Why? Why did she do that?
I have no idea. She came over to get me to walk to school. We were like in first grade. It was crazy. I don't know.
Speaking of first grade.
I love your friend.
Yeah, my friend in first grade stole a Christmas light that I had.
Really?
Yeah, and I showed up. I always went to his house after school, and I saw it in his bedroom. And I'm like, dude, that's my light. And he's like, nope. I'm like, come on, it's a weird shape. Yeah.
That's super weird.
Yeah, so of course I took it back, and he didn't say anything about it.
But did he stab it?
Yeah. No, fortunately not.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello. Strange things guests did to your house.
Especially in first grade.
Well, it's not my house, but this is a little long story, but you're going to like it.
All right.
You got a second?
Yep.
All right. So my friend and I look a lot alike, and so did our wives back then. We got drunk. Went into about 1 a.m. and he passed out and I went into the wrong room. And the wives are very similar, so I knocked one out. And then when it came to, me and his wife looked at each other like, oh, and got out of there, right?
I doubt this too. Yeah, I think that you both knew what you were doing, and you were pretending.
It was my first time at that house. I thought I was going into the right room with my wife.
No, you're still trying to tell the story because your friend is still
mad
at you.
9 months later.
Oh, no!
Yeah, they had you. Baby. Yeah, all right, that's too.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
That's too.
But thank you. That was beautiful.
It's too good. Yes, but no.
It's always that way. You have a story.
It wasn't mine.
Oh, it wasn't yours. It was someone else's.
But we still mess with my friend, saying, "Hey, yeah. Oh, how's your wife and my kid?
I'm still not buying it. I love it. I want to buy it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. Your guest story.
Corey Taylor.
Samantha's gone. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo just told a story about pooping in somebody's bathroom and then running out and leaving in his car.
It was a brand new house, and I was kind of nervous.
So it's the strangest thing a guest did in your house. KLOS, you have one?
I had a friend of mine over at my house, and after they left, I went to go make a sandwich, and I had watered-down mayonnaise. Sorry.
What? Why did you have watered-down mayonnaise?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why. It's just weird.
Okay. They watered down your mayonnaise? They poured water into your mayonnaise jar?
Exactly, yes.
Is this a euphemism that I'm totally missing?
Right.
I don't understand why people would do that either, but that's the thing.
Oh, look at this. She's going to hate this. Mayonnaise is not going to be very, very, very thick, and it's going to be watered down.
I'm making a note. That sounds funny.
Yeah, I think we'll do it.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. That's odd.
Do you poop out at parties?
Right. That's embarrassing. I would hate to be that guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house. You have one?
So this is actually at my mom's house, and I did it.
Okay.
Me and my brother went over to my mom's house for like 4th of July like 3 years ago, and he brought over a girl that he had a crush on forever and he was trying to get with.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her ended up hooking up in the bathroom. About a week later, I came over just to visit my mom, and my brother's in the bathroom fixing the sink. Her ass was so big that it actually broke the sink. And I still mess with him to this day.
Wow.
But did you tell him how the sink got broken?
Yeah, well, right after he fixed it, I pulled him back into one of the spare bedrooms of my mom's house and said, dude, you do realize that was the girl's name. I'm not going to throw her a blast like that.
I mean, give her first name.
Last name, social security.
Just first name.
Yeah.
What's her first name? Just her
Jenny.
First name.
I'll go with Jenny.
Oh, Jenny was a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
Sorry, I apologize for that right now. KLOS, hello.
I was at a friend's party, and I got a little bit too drunk, and they broke his toilet. The only way I can describe breaking his toilet is like those robbery movies where they're stealing a diamond, and it's like a little piece, like circular out.
Right.
Exactly like that. Just punched it right out of the bowl, and I got out of there, too.
You did? You ran like I did?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're not alone.
I thought I was the only one.
You're not alone.
Oh, I'm so happy. One of me.
One of me.
But I got caught.
Oh.
Oh, well, you're not as good as
Kevin
me.
Kevin got away with it for 22 years.
I got away with it.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In about 15 minutes, we'll give you another word to text.
To Cachosaurus Rex.
To get $2,000 today.
It's always a really good idea to text Cachosaurus Rex these words, too. Not only might it win you $2,000, but it keeps him from eating you. He's very...
Is that part of it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize that.
He's very likely to bite you if you don't text him.
All right, let's get to a topic that we've been beating around the bush for a long time.
Okay.
I eat out of my trash. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is a what? This is a what now, story?
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I'm living by myself. There's no one else in my apartment.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Throw away some trash.
You threw away some trash.
And inside.
Inside.
In my trash can.
Okay.
Some of it is a piece of pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Because I was like,
I'm done with this.
It's worth saving one piece.
That's like 7 or 8 years old.
Was the answer is yes, by the way.
Was it as old as the apple that was in here until just recently?
No, it is not, and I'm very disappointed in you.
How dare you? It was.
We had an apple that was super glued to the top of our equipment for 4 weeks.
It was really starting to get rotten by the end there.
It came in today, and it was gone.
It was gone! Someone took it! We were going to make someone eat it.
I hope someone ate it. I hope someone was like, oh, this apple looks, like they don't know anything about it. Oh, this looks good.
Takes it. Really hard to get it off here, but I'm going to do it.
Takes a bite. It's still in his mouth.
Left a piece of pizza in the other studio for like 8 years and someone ate it on the air.
So I throw it away.
Right. Okay. So you threw away this
pizza. It's in my trash.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In a little box for the pizza.
Like under. Okay. It's in a little box for the pizza. Okay. And it's in the trash, in the kitchen, under the sink or whatever.
Just in the kitchen. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So then the next day I go, wow, you know what hit the spot?
Okay.
Pizza.
That piece of pizza from
right. And then I think, it's in the trash. Oh, but it's my trash. That helps, right?
Okay.
Then we're going to take your calls at 818-955. KLOS, because I know some of you have done this.
Okay.
As well.
Right.
You've never done this, Mr. Judgmental over there? You've never eaten anything out of your trash?
No.
That you accidentally threw in there?
No. Once it goes in there, and I think I would. I would.
All right, that's the important part.
Yes, but I never have.
So the pizza was in the box, and I thought, sure. Why not? You know, you look at the box, you see if there's any stains or anything.
Right.
And there's not.
Right. I don't remember throwing away any nuclear waste or...
Yeah, and you go, it doesn't seem like it's been compromised.
Was it literally on top still or anything? Like a banana peel on top of
there
it?
There was one bag on top.
One bag.
But there's no leakage.
Kitty litter?
There was no leakage.
Okay.
That's important.
All right. What was in that bag?
I don't know. I don't remember.
But not like something really gross.
No.
Not like...
That's what I'm saying. No leakage. That was my point.
Yeah.
Nothing gross.
Yeah. Did you a little bit as you chowed down on this trash pizza thing?
It's not trash pizza. It's
just trash pizza. Oh, no. No, this is trash pizza. It is not available from your major pizza distributors.
Sometimes trash pizza is good. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes the next day it's the morning and you go, you know what hit spot? Cold pizza.
What was I thinking? Throwing away? At least... Now, if you had taken it outside, there's no way, right?
Correct.
If you put it in the garage, it's still in the house, so maybe?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't.
I probably, if it was in the garage, so it was still in the house, and I'm the only person there at the time, yeah.
You would go ahead and eat that pizza.
I think so, because I know what I throw away.
Right.
So it's still, trash pizza is still pizza.
I mean, I guess people are thinking germs. Rushing up.
Right, and I thought about that, and I looked, and it didn't look like the box was stained from anything else, and...
Right. I know a fella who would lose his mind over this.
Of course.
And you know this fella by the name of Ted.
Yes.
I think he's busy right now.
Yes,
I think he's doing something right now. But wouldn't he lose his mind?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who would lose their mind.
Right.
But there are also a lot of people who would do it.
Yeah.
You know that for a fact, and I hope that's for a fact. So, 818-955-KLOS. You ate food out of your own trash. And I'm already making an excuse for you. In your defense, it was your own trash. So trash pizza, 818-955-KLOS. Tlego was just telling us how he eats pizza out of his own trash.
Wait, is that me? I thought that was you. I'm so confused.
I'm confused, too. I think it was you.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm positive it was
maybe
you.
Maybe so.
All right, listen. So you eat out of your own trash. Understandably, you have to be careful.
That has to be in the house.
Right.
Not several days old.
You don't just blindly grab it and eat it. You look. Carefully. Check it out.
Maybe brush a little lint off the top.
Make sure it's cool. Maybe do a little surgery on it to cut out
The part where the rat has eaten.
Have you eaten out of your trash?
I have been known on occasion.
My man.
I mean, now there are some stipulations.
Yes,
how
go
long
ahead.
Was it actually sitting in there?
Overnight.
Before you took it out.
Overnight.
Oh.
Oh, wow. So that's over the line, is it?
The guy who eats out of the trash is judging me.
And, you know, what kind of pizza toppings?
Ah, good question.
Pepperoni. I mean, it was just pepperoni.
Meat-ish.
Meat-like.
Okay. I mean, because, I mean, if it has some kind of a funk to it.
All right, then, listen, you know, yes, of course. I checked for the funk. We want the funk. Yeah, I checked for it.
T-Funk and the All-Stars were not on board.
Right. Let's get to you. What did you eat?
Yeah,
the
pizza? Yeah.
Actually, it was the same thing. It was also a slice of pizza. However, you know, Canadian bacon, you know, no veggies or nothing, but
not overnight,
almost the same thing. No, it was not overnight. It was the same night when I was kind of like drunk and I just, sure. something, you know, to throw in there. Yeah. So.
I think I'd be a little less judgmental of me if I were you.
It's just, you know, the next morning, you know, it's like, okay, but any longer than that, there'd be a problem.
Yeah. Well, any longer than that, you just have to check it a little closer.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. I think if I were to take a Pop-Tart and put it in a paper plate and have crushed it or something.
I would attack you for throwing away a Pop-Tart.
Maybe I was just full.
What's wrong with you?
And
no.
And then I'm high later. I don't know.
Okay.
But I haven't, unlike you, Mr. Trash Pizza.
You ate out of the trash. 818-955-KLOS. Listen, we're talking about you eating out of your own trash. Does that happen?
Not I. My uncle, he was a laborer.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, all the boys would go to the local pub, cash their checks, have a few brewskis,
mm-hmm.
come home about 10 in the evening. His wife, my aunt, everyone else asleep, goes into the kitchen, heats up the pot that's on the stove, pours himself a bowl mm-hmm. of soup,
mm-hmm.
eats it, wakes up in the morning, tells my aunt, his wife, thank you for leaving out dinner for me last night.
Oh, no.
She walks over to the kitchen, looks on the stove. It's the pot she uses to clean all the dishes before she puts them in the soapy water.
Oh, no.
Damn.
It was scraps from everything else?
Yeah.
Yes, floating on the... She would, you know, wipe all the individual plates into the one...
Right, it's like a gumbo.
You got yourself a stew.
Exactly. Exactly. OMG.
Right on, man. OMG. 818-955-KLOS.
You ate out of your own trash?
He's got a song called Learning to Fly. Were you doing something about learning to drive in a few minutes, maybe?
In a few minutes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
53-year-old.
Yeah.
Learning to drive.
53? Yes. Wow. Okay.
And you won't believe where she was learning to drive. You will not believe it.
Nice.
First, we are talking about eating food out of your own trash.
I found out that Kevin...
Sluggo told us at the beginning of this hour that he eats pizza out of his own trash.
Like, purposely throws it away and then leaves it sitting on top. But you decided you needed that pizza, right,
Listen,
Kevin?
Listen, there are times when you have to have the pizza.
That you threw
away.
And
the pizza is in your own trash.
And in a box.
And you're sort of careful with what's around it.
Very few rat bites taken out of it.
Then it's viable. You've done this?
Yes, I had Chinese food the day after I threw out in the trash can.
But it was in your own trash, right?
Yes, okay. My own trash in the container.
Uh-huh.
It was noodles and fried rice and orange chicken and beef broccoli.
I could see doing that.
I hunger. I eat it.
Right, sure, why not? I can see that it's like actually a really good container, so wait, I'll allow that one.
Wait, you hungered?
Like Hunger Games?
Yeah, I love Hunger Games, yes.
Right on, man, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
How about other people's trash?
You ate out of other people's trash. That makes me look better. Go on.
I used to be a sanitation engineer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we all did it, but especially Halloween. I lived in fancy neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
After Halloween, they'd throw away bags of candy.
All right, and so I can see that they were still wrapped. They had just been thrown out the night before. I get that.
Okay, hold up. Were they still in their trash can, or were they in your truck?
Oh, they were in their trash can.
Okay.
So I'd pick them out, you know, and maybe a bag of Twizzlers might have been opened, you know, and but they're individually wrapped, you know?
Sure, no, that makes... I get that.
I think I'm ruling in your favor.
What about a turkey dinner?
Well, anyways.
Half eaten.
No, not so much. Big bites taken out of it. No, I think that's fair. I can see that.
Thank you totally for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
You're an animal, but thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
You eat out of your own trash? Are we going to talk in a few minutes about a guy injuring himself masturbating? Yes, we are.
Oh, well.
Yes, we are.
Almost been there.
You... I'm sorry, what?
I like that pause. That was a good pause.
You will not believe the injury.
Oh, dear.
That happened.
Oh, no.
First, we're talking about people eating out of their own trash. And just for the record, Sluggo and I find this gross.
Yeah.
But you do it?
Actually, I didn't, but my husband does all the time.
All the time?
He'll, trash dive, and I'm just, disgusted. It's like...
Is he trash diving in the house or outside the house?
Inside the house.
Okay, all right.
How deep will he go? How...
Good question. Is it just on top, or does he go down deep?
he goes down deep.
Woo!
Yeah, he's spelunking.
Wow. Spelunking, ladies and gentlemen.
Does he have one of those helmets with a little light on the front of it? What's the worst thing he's ever eaten out of your trash?
He'll eat steak.
What?
Is it cooked? Is it already cooked?
Yeah, already cooked.
All right. All right.
Does he know that you can put it in the refrigerator instead of the trash? Maybe decide later.
I think when you're really drunk sometimes.
Oh, drunk. Well, that doesn't count.
Oh, that's
fine.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets for the LA Kings versus the Seattle Kraken tomorrow night. 4 tickets coming up a little bit later on this hour.
Release the Kraken.
Keep listening for that. I've changed my opinion on people being incredibly stupid. Let's stop telling them not to do stuff. Let's stop correcting people.
I think that's a good idea.
When they're doing something that's so incredibly dumb.
Mm-hmm. Be like, hey, that's interesting take on that. Let me know how it goes. Keep doing it.
Let me know how it goes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes. Instead of, hey, everybody, we're giving you a warning. Don't do this.
That's really dumb. Why would you do that? Nobody pays attention to that anyway, so.
Don't.
Why bother?
Snort. Nose spray that's supposed to make you more tan.
It makes your body tan?
Supposedly.
If you snort this stuff.
It's nose spray.
Okay.
And they snort it just like nose spray.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to increase the melanin or whatever it is that causes your skin color.
Even if that worked, that seems like a horrible idea. Like, what kind of chemical is forcing your body to change color? That doesn't seem like
I'd like
good
to
thing.
Go back to even if that worked. It doesn't sound
no
to
way.
You like there's something that might work?
Of course not.
Because if so, I'm hopelessly honky, and I would shove that so far up my nose. It would be so great.
You and I are probably the whitest people on the planet. I mean, look at this.
I know. We would disappear
gross.
In a snowstorm. But I don't think I'm going to snort anything that's going to make me a little more tan.
No.
Because I don't think I would believe
it. Yeah, that'd be the last thing in the world. I wouldn't even want to spray tan necessarily.
Here is the report.
Videos have millions of views. A glowing tan from a simple spray.
Damn.
Claims that were red flags for dermatologist Melissa Levine.
I was horrified. You're actually spraying a completely unregulated chemical synthetic hormone.
The sprays aren't regulated by the FDA, and many claim to contain melanotan 2.
Melanotan 2?
Melanotan 2.
Not 1. Now, remember 1 sucked.
Oh, no, 1 was a little weak.
Yeah. Just didn't give you that golden on the beach for hours look.
2 might be Donald Trump, so you might want to dial it to 1.5.
Which mimics a hormone that increases the skin's pigment production, making it darker.
We know that melanotan 2 is actually dangerous.
Oh.
It's not allowed to be sold or marketed in the U.S.
But you can still find it online.
Oh,
and
of course.
Using it isn't illegal.
Mm. I need help.
TikTok influencer Megan Jones was intrigued when she first saw the spray.
All right, let me just stop. Okay, so
influencer.
Listen. If you are trying to do entertaining things for your fans, followers, whatever,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I can.
All power
I guess
to
I
you.
Can, I guess I can see.
Yeah.
But there's no way she thought it was going to work.
Well, maybe she did, and a lot of influencers
lean
towards not being so bright.
Did.
So if they're doing it for the hell of it, that's one thing. But if you...
Oh, my God, this tanning spray, it's winter seasons. Who doesn't want to be tan? So I was like,
yeah, maybe I should go out in the sun.
No.
The company sent her bottles with no ingredient labels or instructions.
I'm sorry, what? No ingredient labels or instructions. How many sprays?
Right.
Who knows?
And no matter what it is, you're going to shove it up your nose, too far from where your brain
with is. With zero ingredients
and
listed.
Your eyeballs. Wow.
Did you reach out to the company to find out what was in it?
I did. No reply.
Still, she gave it a try.
Still, she gave it a try.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel doing it. That's one thing. Because you're horsing around. Damn, woman.
You didn't notice any change.
I started feeling very, very nauseous.
Oh, how about that?
God.
Oh, wait, it didn't make you tan?
I was like, okay, I'm done. Throwing it in the garbage instantly.
Oh my God, I'm so done with this.
I'm throwing it in the garbage.
Oh my God.
Now,
oh my God.
Everyone else would throw it in the garbage before it went up their nose. But listen, whatever for her.
Other reported side effects of Melanotan 2 include changes to moles, flushing, fatigue, or worse.
Death. May you cause death. Tell your doctor it's right for you.
This is the scary part. 4 reported cases of melanoma. Melanoma is the deadliest type of skin cancer. Yep.
We reached out to TikTok for comment on our investigation.
And blah, blah, blah. They said, oh, we are taking them down when we find them because they're not supposed to be able to.
Gosh darn it.
Listen, we've all been dumb. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
I've never tried something like this. Would I? No.
No. Well, I would not try this. No. There's no way.
I might try something that seemed a little...
Oh, yeah. I've tried stupid things.
Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
So what have you tried that was stupid for your health or for your appearance? So that would include diets.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That are insane.
Uh-huh.
Anything you've snorted, I need to know about. Whatever you put up your nose.
Yeah.
In your ear.
In your ear.
It's clearly dumb now in retrospect. But
right.
Maybe you weren't...
I know that I have. I can't think. I think I block stuff like that when I've done it. I mean, it's been a long time since I've tried.
Listen, I was an idiot too.
I'm positive.
But you've tried something stupid for your looks
or whatever,
or for your health
to lose some weight.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. What was it? Yeah.
818-955 KLOS. Now, in retrospect, you go,
ugh,
boy, that was dumb.
A bad move.
Right. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about nasal spray that can make you tanned.
Apparently doesn't work and is very, very bad for you.
It doesn't work?
As it turns out.
So you tried something stupid for your health or looks?
Hey, man, do drugs count?
No, they don't. Because I don't think you're not doing drugs for your health. You're doing drugs for the entertainment.
Woo!
For the
high,
Well, we thought it was drugs and it wasn't. It was like battery acid.
Oh, hilarious. Oh. Now we're talking funny.
Yeah, man. See? Right.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Battery acid. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thank you. You tried something stupid for your looks or health?
Oh, my God. I was in high school senior year, right? So living by the beach in Huntington, I put sunnet in my hair trying to look blonde and it turned red.
You put what in your hair?
What in your hair?
Sunnet. It's called sunnet back in the day.
Oh, sunnet.
You spray it on your head. Yeah, right. You spray it on your hair and you think it can be blonde. So, no, it turned orange in my picture. That senior picture.
Hilarious. Do you have your senior picture so we can see it?
Oh, yeah. Please tweet it.
Oh, I'll tweet it to you guys.
Nice. Yes, please.
We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Thanks for calling. You know, he should have said he was punk, man. That would have been cool.
Right?
818-955-KLOS.
You did something stupid for your health or for your looks? I thought we might have some problems getting calls on this topic.
Turns out not.
Turns out no.
Yeah.
We are talking about the nasal spray that, if you believe TikTok, will give you a tan.
Right.
Just from snorting the
but
nasal
you don't
spray.
Know what's in it. There's no ingredient list.
It's actually illegal.
Yeah.
In the United States. So maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
You tried something stupid for your health or looks?
Yeah. So on Instagram, there's always these ads for like facial hair growth, you know,
right.
Hormones and oils and stuff.
Right.
So I went ahead and bought some because, you know, I can't really grow a beard. You know,
right.
I got that neck beard going on.
Right. I hate that. Yeah.
So I bought the oils and I put them on, and after, you know, a day or two, I started realizing that I was getting like acne. It popped like these small little bumps, you know. And then one day I was hanging out with my friends. I just put on the stuff and I didn't realize how bad it smelled. I thought, oh, it's supposed to be like herbal. It's supposed to smell nice.
Oh,
like,
no.
Dude, that smells like a cork factory.
Oh, no.
Damn it. Did it help grow any hair, though, at least?
Did you grow pubes?
I actually think that it ruined my chances of ever growing a beard.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's less funny, but
it's yeah, there it's you all go. Right. Okay. Yeah, right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to just tell you that I've been using this soap. That what it does is you rub it into your hair, your gray hair, because I've got a lot of hair.
Right,
a lot of gray hair.
Right.
Okay. And everybody always tells me how great my hair looks because it's got that silver tone.
All right, take it easy.
So what I did was I decided to just make it a little bit less gray by rubbing the soap in it. And I found it on the internet. And I've been doing it for about a month and a half, and it really doesn't work.
Has it done anything like turn your hair green or anything?
No.
Well, that's good.
No negative side effects, just a waste of money.
It costs thousands of dollars.
When it's dark, it gets a little dark when it's wet in the shower. Like, I got a mirror in the shower, and you look at it, and
right.
It's kind of darker when it's wet.
Well, there you go. Just invite all your friends over to hang out in the shower from now on. Just, you're a nudist perfect. Now.
That seems valid.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good.
Right on, man.
Glad we could help. KLOS, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. You tried something stupid for your health or your looks?
I've done something for my health without a warning. During my football glory days, I had sore legs after Hell Week.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbed Bengay on my thigh without warning.
Oh no!
The methane, the chemical vapor went onto my scrotum.
Yep.
And there was a chemical reaction that caused my Weber's to be on fire.
Woo!
That is not good,
dude. I actually, as a kid, tried Bengay to as a lubricant.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
So I mean, it was icy hot. It was supposed to be, it was like, I thought this would be, like, amazing.
At least the guy on the phone was playing football. It was Hell Week. What are you doing?
818-955-KLOS. What'd you do to yourself?
We started this hour on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, talking about nasal tanning spray.
Nasal tanning spray. You spray this stuff in your nose, and supposedly it changes the color of your skin.
Here's the thing, though. It doesn't, and also, then, it's bad for you.
It's extremely dangerous. It doesn't have any ingredients on it.
But the question is, you tried something stupid for your looks, or for your health?
I wish I had. I would have made millions of dollars. My buddy and I invested in a lot of pot-related businesses when it first came out.
Right.
Edibles, a farm, a dispensary, and he got the inside track on an early investment for cannabis suppositories. And I said, who in the heck is going to stick pot up their butt? Boy, was I wrong.
That's like a popular thing now?
Well, with certain older people, they're used to, they're like the Preparation H generation.
I'm going to cram something in my butt.
What do you mean they're used
to? Seriously, he made millions of dollars off of his investment on cannabis suppositories.
I'm not sure I believe it, but I love the story.
It.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I love it. That's, damn it.
The rumor that I've heard is that it gets into your system quicker.
Oh, really?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. I was like, you can smoke it, you can eat it, you can diffuse it, you can do all kind of stuff.
Right.
When you stick it up your butt, it literally goes right into your blood.
That's true of everything. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
So me and my friend were going out to a punk rock gig when we were a little younger. We went rummaging through my dad's and sister's drawer to find something to highlight the evening.
Right.
Found something in my dad's drawer that was awesome. Found four pills in my sister's drawer. So we took them, went to the gig. And hours later, we were like, are you feeling anything? He's like, no. We went to go pee, and our pee was fluorescent fire red.
Ooh, why?
Because it ended up being pills for to check for her urinary tract infection.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Bing bong.
Man, if you go into a punk show and you're going to pee, though, you definitely want to pee in something red. That's pretty strange.
Hey, everybody, check this out.
You should have gotten on stage, man. Peed on the crowd.
Thank you for calling.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
I've been using the Nasal for over 15 years every week.
You are invested in the company.
This is the tanning spray? What's in the tanning spray?
This is a peptide that's been available, and you inject it subcutaneously.
For what? What does it do for you?
Yeah.
It changes the pigment of your skin temporarily. Now, I'm a cracker.
Same.
Every time I go to the doctor, they say, are you Creole? No. You Puerto Rican? No, I'm white. Blue eyes, blonde hair.
Right.
I'm tanner than shit.
because of that stuff.
That's great. I'm going to listen to the doctors here, though.
I don't know, man. What do you think about snorting it then instead of shooting it in your gut?
You can also put it up your butt.
It'll be much faster.
You got sexual benefits, too.
Thanks, right, for calling.
Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A hell of a People Are Dumb coming up in a minute.
Oh, really?
It's pretty good.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty strong. First, though, Colorado to launch auction of 22 cannabis-themed license plates.
Oh, I need one. I need one.
This is a thing that everybody loves.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge, like, I wouldn't try to get a personalized license plate because I don't really care. But a lot of people really love it.
I wouldn't want to put it on my car. I want to just have it. I would just keep it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's an odd choice.
Because, you know, it's going to get stolen a lot, I would think.
Well, that's true.
I don't want it on my car.
That is true.
Yeah.
And they do try to, like, slip some through the DMV, sure. And the DMV catches a whole bunch of them. But Colorado is saying, you know what? Let's auction them off. They have 22 cannabis-themed license plates. 420 is one of them.
Oh, the ones you can actually have, and yes. They will stamp their approval on it.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Hash is one. Toker is one. Blunt is one.
Nice.
Cannabis is one.
Can you imagine driving around? That's your car, man. You gotta. It says blunt on that guy's license plate, man.
BONGWTR. Come on.
Don't
who doesn't
spill
want
it.
That?
Yeah, right?
So there's 22 of them,
wow.
And the way they're handling it is they're auctioning them off to people who live in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And then they're using the money for Coloradans with disabilities.
Oh.
So they're literally like
look
using it for charity.
Perfect.
Why?
Right? Why not?
Why not?
Right?
Why does California got such a stick up its ass?
Well, it's early days, man. Colorado
it's
blew
not
the doors
early
open.
Days.
And they blew the doors open first for, you know, for, all right, you can just go down to the store and get some, man. You're going to have to meet Bill in the alley at 7-Eleven to get
right,
it.
Right, but let's say that now you look at this and you look at Colorado and you go, wow, that's smart.
Yeah, it is smart.
Hey, why don't we do that?
Hey, California!
It doesn't seem that difficult.
No, it really doesn't.
Just well, auction them off.
We'll
and
be
then...
next. We'll be in there.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we should be next.
That would be so awesome.
Because we're embarrassing right now.
Purple Sticky Punch. A green crack and train wreck. Bert Lewinsky.
Hello.
Hey.
The funny name for weed.
Yes, please.
Toledo Window Box.
You're going to have to beat me, but Alaskan Thunder. The Crippler. Jamaican Lamb's Wool. Nickel Frick.
I'm smoking some El Chapo right now.
El Chapo! Oh,
there you go.
Is it small and fat?
By the way, I think we should mention that when Stu was in here a few minutes ago, we played that clip for him that he had created. He
yes.
didn't know what
he
it
didn't
was
know
either.
It.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
I don't know if that says more about the contest or him.
Probably him.
Yeah. Let's talk about the dude that plays Enter Sandman backwards.
Yeah, Stu sent this to me the other day, and I started watching it right away, and I'm like, what the hell? Because you can tell, in the video especially, that this guy has recorded the song in its entirety. Singing it, playing it backwards.
Yes.
But then he flipped it around and played it forward.
So as he's going forward, it sounds terrible because he's actually performing it backwards.
Backwards, yes.
But then when they flip it around and play it backwards, it actually sounds pretty good.
And it's kind of crazy timing because it was on this day in rock in 1982 that the California Consumer Protection Agency or some stuff had to sit and listen to experts saying that Stairway to Heaven was an intentional devil song.
Oh, dear Lord.
Out to get out everybody. It had been recorded backwards and blah, blah, blah on this day today. So
wow.
Seems kind of appropriate to play this guy. It's
all
so
right,
weird.
So this guy is named Rob. And at first, this is him playing forward, but it'll sound backward because he's playing the song backwards.
And it'll sound like crap.
Yes.
There you go.
And like a weird fire for us.
So is that...
That's him playing forward.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing that on purpose.
Yes.
Forward.
I think there are a few more of those.
It's a weird talent to have.
Yes. Okay, that's also forward.
Yes, he's doing that forward. It's not being played backwards right now. It's,
yeah.
Yes.
He's doing it forward,
yeah.
But he's performing the song backwards.
Yes.
And then I think this is a little guitar solo that he also did backwards.
Well, things people have done in lockdown.
Not really a guitar solo. Maybe the next one is.
Yeah, yeah. So just go yeah. to it? Okay.
All right, so
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, when we get bored with our 1 second of nonstop rock contest, this could be a good contest.
Rob Scallon can just do songs for us?
Yes.
All right. Now he flips it backwards, so everything that you're watching in the video is moving backwards.
Yes, he's moved. He's done everything backwards, even for the video. He's got like a bunch of popcorn dropping on him, but it'll go up. He's playing with a silly string that'll catch fire if you catch
it. So now the video is backwards,
but it's all moving forward,
and it sounds good.
Yes,
listen
check
to this
out. This is awesome.
The backward part, and now
I was like, that sucks. There you go.
How do you figure all this out?
Right? Your brain must be wired weird to be
crazy.
Able to do this.
So he's playing all the instruments, played them backwards. The video now that we're listening to is forward.
I mean, Jimi Hendrix did it.
Yeah.
The White Stripes have done it. But this is the entire song.
This is made three.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the entire song with the solo.
Yeah, yeah. Not
guitar
just
solo.
I love those drum hits backwards.
They sound super weird, don't they?
Sounds like a Beatles drum. But wait till he gets to the lyrics, because he does sing
He sings it backwards as well.
See our friends, everyone, don't forget my son, don't include everyone.
That is awesome.
Not let me win, or we win, keep me free, don't sing, silver sanity.
It's like Twin Peaks, we're watching Twin Peaks.
Satan
right
loves you. He's doing
ripping your pillow ties.
He's doing all of the singing.
That's really impressive, man. That's really we gotta post this video. We'll tweet it.
Yes,
at Kevin and Slug O.
Kevin and Sluggo.
I can never say it. I'll never
say it. Just
at
Kevin and Sluggo. You know what it is? It's at.
Right.
And then my name and then your name.
Yeah. It's really hard.
That's how it works.
Can't do it.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
But another band that did it, White Stripes. Hats off to him, though. That was really impressive.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. It's KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yesterday, we told you a story about somebody in Denver stealing a box out of the back of a truck. And inside the box was a bunch of heads, a bunch of human heads.
And not, you know.
There were human heads.
Not surprising. We have the important
news. Here's the news audio.
As I was out walking around in Denver's Central Park neighborhood, there were a lot of kids getting off the school bus and families out walking the dogs as well. All of them, though, had the same reaction to this news. Disgust. In shock.
Pretty shocking. I guess I don't see too many strange things happening around here usually.
Denver police say someone broke into a box truck, took a dolly and a box with Science Care written on the sides. On the inside, human heads. Police told us they were on their way to be used for medical research.
On the inside, human heads.
You know, how do you get into that research? I'll be happy to be an intern in that little lab.
No, thank you.
Oh, we got another box of heads.
That's a super weird story. So I did some digging, and I found somebody to help clarify exactly what happened.
Oh, good. Nice.
He doesn't want to use his real name, but we do have Mr. X on the Heineken 00 hotline. Mr. X, hello.
How you doing, guys? Good to talk to you. How are you? You want heads? I got heads. I got plenty of heads. Anybody need a head?
No, we don't want heads. We're just asking about the Denver ones.
I give you the best prices anybody can ever give you on heads. You know why? Because I stuck them deep and I sell them cheap, buddy. Right. That's why.
Right, but we're not trying to buy any human heads.
Well, maybe.
You need a head? Who needs a head? I heard the other guy needs a head. Anybody need a head?
Yeah, yeah. How much for a head?
I tell you what. I give you $2 for $45, $1 for $30.
$1 for $30? Is it freshly?
I gotta move these heads. I gotta box the heads. I gotta move, my friend. I can't hold them forever.
How many heads do you have?
Deep, I count them cheap.
Are they freshly cut?
Crazy Anthony's anatomy. What else do you need? You need hearts, you need lungs, you need legs, you need toes, you need elbows, you need nipples.
How much are nipples, just out of curiosity?
I give you a box of nipples, $17 for a dozen.
It's like a chihuahua.
It does seem like
you
a
market. You get discount if you buy 13. If you buy an odd number of nipples, you get a little money off. I got some spare random nipples. Don't match up.
I think we'll take the nipples. We'll
yes.
on that.
Yes.
Okay, you got nipples, right? You can't have nipples without tongues. You want some tongues, too? I give you tongues and nipples.
Those...
What a party that is, my friend!
Did you say tongues or thumbs?
Tongues! Who puts their thumb on a nipple? What's wrong with you? Are you sick?
That's a good point.
Alice in Chains times two. Hell yeah!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I'd like to introduce you to the Sperminator.
Well, hello.
It's not me. I'm saying this is a different person.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
He's 44 years old. He has fathered 78 children.
Oh, what is he? What was that guy that like half the world is related to? Ming the Merciless. That's not right. That's from Flash Gordon.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah,
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Yep.
New York sperm donor Ari Nagel has 13 other children on the way as well.
Oh, dude.
He's a professor. It doesn't say at what school. He's okay. a professor. He says he has a great life, even if he does struggle financially.
And enjoys a lot of time in a little room.
Because he doesn't charge.
Oh, really? He just provides for free.
He has relationships with several of his children. He has 78.
Wow, yeah, I guess. I hope. Well, at least 14 of them.
Three? He says that he gets all the joy that other parents experience.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not true.
No, that can't be.
He used to conceive the old-fashioned way. That was like his pitch. His pitch was, I'm not going to charge you anything, but I got to deliver it in person.
Right.
That was his pitch.
I got to deliver it in person.
However, he was challenged by the U.S. State Department of Health, which said he needed to, quote, apply to be a licensed clinic and stop advertising my services.
Man, you know, come on. If you have the product that people want, you should be able to present the product.
He sure does.
I wonder what delivery time takes. I mean, I would think if he's throwing out that much material, you know, he must be pretty quick. That must be kind of nice.
78. No, but 78.
I guess that's true. That's one night.
In a year?
A couple weeks, yeah.
It's a weekend.
Yeah, it's a weekend.
It's a good weekend. Don't get me wrong.
Especially a long time ago.
Like I said, he doesn't charge for his services. He continued saying, I think the motivation of why I help these women in some ways, why does anyone have kids? I think in some ways I'm getting a lot of joy and love that a lot of other parents experience.
I almost believe it. I almost do.
Do you?
Yeah. I do. I mean, I think it'd be crazy to know you have that many kids out there. I mean, I have like 50 or 60 myself.
I assume he would have to get something signed that he's not responsible because child support. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, if he's putting together a little, you know, if they're slapping him down saying, hey, you can't run this business, he must have a bunch of stuff, paperwork.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
He says he helps lesbian couples if they need help.
That's cool.
Grow their family.
Right.
There was a single woman that needed help. She couldn't find a man, so he's like...
Yeah, I don't see. I have zero problem with that. It's just amazing that there's 78. That's incredible.
78 and 13 more pregnant.
Yeah. Is that a record, I wonder?
I don't know.
It's got to be up there, but I bet...
What a weird gig.
Yeah.
Now, because of the U.S. Health Department, he has to put it in a cup.
Wait, so. How is he...
Put it in a cup.
But what was he doing before? What was he doing before?
He was delivering it personally. I told you.
You mean? Oh, okay.
He was having sex with women.
Oh,
how is that?
Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
I didn't get that.
He was delivering it personally.
Right. I just thought he was showing up and like, ta-da! Hold on, give me 5 minutes.
He was showing up and going, ta-da. But then they were having sex.
Boom!
Then they
shut that down.
Then the U.S. stopped.
Boom, mind your own business.
He was being interviewed on, I believe, Dr. Oz or one of those scam shows.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he had to say.
Yes, certainly. It's really always up to the mom. Some of them want to do it natural. Some of them want to do it in a clinic if they're too old or they need an egg donor. And some of them might just do it in a cup and then pass it off to them and they'll put it inside. And sometimes it's even through the mail. Pardon?
Have you done it by post?
Yes, I've mailed it to my daughter in Illinois and I just overnighted it in a cooler. And it worked.
So you've sent it to your daughter in Illinois.
And by the way, the clip cut off right there.
Because they're like, shut it down.
You sent it to your daughter.
Why sending it to your daughter?
I wonder. It must be. It has to be.
She was going to her daughter's friend. To someone. Yes, that would. Well, I guess when you get to 78, maybe you lose track of what's right.
And it has to be. He mails it to his daughter. Oh, I'm sorry. That wrong address. My bad.
She's like, Dad, again. Don't send this here.
Can you imagine getting that from your parent?
No. Fortunately not.
Return address, the Sperminator. I mean, you start with old people. That's where you start, right? That's,
yes.
At the top of the list is old people.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo were talking about bed drivers. We started this yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Do you notice that they drive a certain car?
Yeah, I mean, not. I wouldn't say a make. And I mean, okay. There's not one that leaps to mind, but an SUK, as I call them, always an SUK. They're the worst drivers.
Meaning an SUV.
Yes.
Okay.
I think they're distracted where they have a bunch of kids or they're really old.
That's possible.
And, you know, I don't know.
They're looking at their phone. Maybe they're less worried about people around them and about bumping into things because they're sitting up a little higher and they've got a little more.
I just think they're dumb.
Room to maneuver. Well, I'm trying to give them credit for not being dumb.
What I found, and it's really weird, and I find this to be the case. If the vehicle is an SUV, mm-hmm. if it's white, if it's misshapen, like a bizarre, bubbly kind of shape, like not a normal car shape.
I don't even know what you're talking. Are you talking about like a sometimes there's like car?
Yeah, no. There's like sometimes there's big, you know, kind of it. For some reason, they blew out the back, so it's larger. They're just weird shaped.
No,
vehicles.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, they're all weird.
Over the place.
They are.
What?
They really are.
Okay, I don't even know what
you're talking
about.
Those of you who aren't paying attention to what lane you're in and want to get off the freeway or whatever at the last second.
They're the ones that do it?
Yes. And they drift.
Misshapen SUVs?
Yes.
Okay. Those,
and if I see one out there, especially if it has a Colorado plate, I immediately get away from it.
Because they're going to go. Colorado plate?
I don't know. They're really bad drivers.
Specific.
Have you ever driven in Denver or like Boulder?
No.
Terrible drivers.
Really?
Yes. Maybe it's because they're just not used to it.
So old first, yes. Colorado drivers second.
Second, yeah. Large white SUVs.
I do find that people in Priuses at times. Are bad drivers.
And
a little bit more than normal.
What's the other one? The electric one.
It's not. That is the electric
Tesla.
One. Prius.
Oh, Tesla. Yeah.
Both of those fine cars.
Right.
Sometimes the drivers are shaky.
Now, I will say this. I'm a terrible driver in that I'm going to go as fast as humanly possible. I won't cut you off unless you're going super slow.
Right.
In the fast lane. Then uh-huh. You're going to get your ass cut off.
Right.
But I'm just going to zip in and out. Yeah, I'm one of them.
Use lanes and
all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I do some.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. You wait until the last second to get over in the lane.
That's a lie, and I will sue you for slander.
Kill you.
No, because you get in the left lane when there's two lanes for specifically what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's the 101.
Yes.
When it breaks off into the 134 and the 101 continues going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So there's two lanes in the left, and they both go to the 134.
Yeah.
And Sluggo gets in
eastbound.
The far less left lane.
Way early.
10 miles before the actual merge.
That's right. I'm ready to go. I'm good. I know what's coming up. I know there's going to be some idiot in a white SUV that's going to go peck, 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 peck.
What about a black SUV? Because that's me.
No,
I usually make the move pretty quickly. Here's what you do. And I've said this before.
Are you good at not cutting people off?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's okay.
I'll tell you how. You wait until it's like between 0.5 and 0.3 miles.
Wow.
You got to give yourself a little space.
Because you just don't want to wait.
If you wait too late, then you have to cut someone off because
you
have to get over.
No, you don't.
No, no, no.
You should have gotten over before.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't do that, but that's why. And then you also.
I don't know if I believe that part.
You also don't pull in while people are slowing down.
Right, never.
Because that makes people hit their brakes harder.
Yes, exactly.
But when they speed up,
yes.
A lot of times there's plenty of space between the guy and the guy in front of him. The guy in front of him speeds up, there's plenty of space.
Right.
And then you're not making the guy behind you stomp on
exactly.
his brakes.
Exactly. So I'm okay with that. If someone is going to get over in front of me,
that's
as long as they go the same speed, and I don't have to slow down, I don't care.
My rule is just stay out of everybody's way.
Yes.
Just stay out of their way.
Yes.
So if somebody's coming behind me and they want to go 100.
Get the hell out of the way.
And I can't. And move over, I do.
And even though I'm usually one of the fastest drivers out there, when there's someone that wants to go faster,
and you can pull over, you move over.
Yeah.
Just stay out of people's way.
Yeah.
That's all.
Let me ask you about your turn signal when you want to change lanes. Do you turn it on to ask permission? Or do you turn it on?
No, it's a hey, here's what's happening.
Yes, this is happening. That's how I do it.
In a gentle way.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I see that there's a hole here.
This is most likely what's just about to happen.
And I'm going to take that
hole. It depends. If you're merging quickly like that, you don't really have time to turn on your signal.
But I hate it when people just turn it on and then just sit there and go like 400 miles with it on.
Get out of people's way.
Yes. You get over. And I'll slow. If I see someone turn on their signal, I slow a bit.
Same,
I'm going to
give them space. Same.
But they have about 8 seconds before I'm going to speed up and go past them.
Yes. So they turn on their signal, and then you slow down and give them space. And then they still don't pull in.
Yeah, I hate that.
I do, too. I start cursing.
Come on.
Give me space.
How old are you?
And then I step on it and go.
Yes.
I have issues.
Huh.
My favorite one.
No, I think I consider that fine since I do it.
My favorite one was an old woman that was near where I live, mm-hmm. and she was at a stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
She was just her and then me second in line.
Mm-hmm.
And the light turned green.
Right.
And I noticed that you can see, like, just the very back of an old white lady's hair.
Right, sure.
You can just see bare. She can't even see over the windshield.
Steering wheel, yes.
Right. So I think, well, give her a break. Don't be a jerk.
Don't lay on the horn.
Give her some time.
Yes, give
her. Okay, so.
12 seconds.
Yeah, but
that's a long time.
No, that sounds right. By the time you get to 6 seconds.
Yeah, you're like, come on!
You just go beep.
Yeah.
Just that little beep. Just
she's deaf. She can't hear you.
Nothing.
She can't hear you.
She can't.
No.
So she just sits there.
She just now thinking about her grandkids.
Now people behind me are honking and they're doing
it. Hey, come on!
So then I go,
Right.
To sort of go, hey, by the way, wake up.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Right.
In some different ways.
Nothing.
Right.
Then I just lay on the horn continuously for like a minute.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, man.
Now I think, is she dead?
Did she passed on?
Did she just die? Is that why we're not going through this light? And the light turned yellow again and red again.
Oh, I hate that.
Nobody went.
I hate it.
No one went.
I hate that so much. You know why? Because we've already spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of our lives out there.
Because this city is all about traffic and driving.
And that's okay usually. But when someone does that, or here's another one.
So wait, so let me finish.
Okay, yes.
So then I was going to get out of my car.
See if she was dead.
See if she actually died.
Right.
Because if so, we need to push her car the hell out of the way so that we can get out.
Right,
traffic.
Of course, exactly.
And as I started opening my door, she rolled down her little window and her tiny little hand went up and she was like, hey, sorry. So I just closed my door and sat there.
I know.
Like, okay, she's alive.
Sorry, then.
That hand wave is the most powerful motion
unless you're
in
a total
our
jerk.
Language.
Yes.
Anybody that makes a bad move can get off just by going, hey, sorry. Just put up your hand and just go, hey, sorry.
Yes.
That's all it takes.
Yeah,
all
I hate it when I have to.
I missed an entire light because of that woman.
But you forgave it.
And now I'm completely fine.
The guy behind you about to kill you.
Yes, of course. As well he should.
No, the one is, well, they'd be like, you have to look at the little circles to make sure your damn tires are on it. And people either stop way too far back.
What circles?
There's, you know, the pressure circles on the road. So
oh,
that it's going to turn the left turn
the
signal.
Light.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And they'll be too far back.
Yes.
And then you'll miss like three lights.
Mm-hmm.
And they never figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I go, how do you live here and not know how that works?
I just go right around
me
them and
too.
Pull right in front of them.
Yeah, they get one cycle.
Yep.
And if they don't move forward, then just cut them off.
I'm not sure we're good.
Even if she's 112. This. No, we suck. Well, everything it just
sorry,
makes
everyone.
You crazy.
Here's our wave.
Sorry.
Coming up a little bit later on this afternoon between 5 and 7, we do our old request fest where we play songs. Only by request.
Hell yeah. It's going to be loud.
Sligo and I were just complaining about drivers and how bad they can be in Southern California. Our answer is stay out of people's way.
Yeah,
just understand that there's other people on the road.
Exactly.
And get out of their way.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if you're going fast or slow. If someone's behind you, move.
And you make sure that you get all the way up to the light where the little circle is. Get your damn car
on. What's the pressure point thing you were explaining?
It's like that way it makes the light. Hold on a second. Someone's calling.
Hey, I just wanted to correct Sligo on the street stuff.
Yes, go ahead.
It's not a pressure switch. It's actually an electromagnetic field that when your car pulls up, it sees the magnetic field of your car and it tells you that the light, you know, a car is there and the light needs
to change. Oh, so you break the seal basically so that it knows there's a car there.
Right.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how that worked, but all I know is some people can't park their damn cars on it.
Don't pull forward enough.
They're 100 miles behind it.
Yeah.
I'm still out in traffic because of that. Yeah.
and they stop like behind it.
Yes, yep. Idiots. Yep.
They just need a little yep. touch of a shove.
They just need just to a be bit of a pushed out into oncoming traffic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Company van. I got no problem no. with that.
Yeah. Thank right. thanks for calling, dude.
Bye now.
I didn't know how those worked. I was wondering. Yeah.
Hi. I was just calling to let Sluggo know that the little circles on the
electromagnet. That gets yeah. broken when a car, yeah. I don't know. I just figured that yeah. out in my head somehow.
It's like an alarm, right? An alarm where something breaks the contact? Is that how it works?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I just figured that out in my head. It was weird. It was bizarre.
You didn't figure out the last caller
what?
Just said
huh?
it.
Huh? No, what? Huh? Hey, thanks for calling, man.
We were talking about driving a minute ago.
Yeah.
And who are bad drivers.
And we're starting to narrow it down. I think we're going to get a list going so here eventually so to avoid.
A Prius. Mm-hmm. It's not the car. It's the driver.
Yeah.
And we have a Tesla. It's not the car. It's the driver.
Generally, it appears to be white. We even heard from someone with that knows these kind of things.
White cars?
White cars
in
particular. Is
that a whole category?
No, I it's more likely to be a bad driver if the car is white, it seems. They can't okay. seem to pick a color or a lane or a freeway.
But here's who we need to talk to. And I don't know how you do your job. I'm not just saying that. I truly don't know. If you drive full time.
Well, how do you do it?
How do you do it?
I mean, I love the ones, you know, that are out on the long term, you know, the long hauls. You know, I always thought that's pretty cool.
I mean, look, if they're out in the middle of nowhere, it's not as,
right,
I think
that
it's
seems
as
nice.
Big a problem
yeah.
as it is if you're driving through Los yeah, Angeles.
Once you get into the city and you're driving, you're making deliveries. How do you do that?
How do you not lose your temperature and run over people?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you do the Uber thing? How do you do the cab thing? How
Ubers,
do you do
the, cabs, right? Agreed.
Pick up people at the airport and drive them to their houses. How do you do that?
How do you do that? A driving job.
What's tips for people? What would you like to see drivers?
What's your biggest complaint with drivers?
Yeah. Or what should they start doing?
How could they make your life easier?
Yes. And make traffic flow a little better. Because we got a lot of land out there devoted
yes,
to
do.
Roads, and it's still so slow.
818-955-KLOS. If you're a full-time driver.
Yeah.
A, how do you do it? B, how do you do it? C, tips.
Yes.
What would make
tips.
Your life
yeah.
easier?
What should we all do a little better
what
while we're
we
driving?
What should we all do a little better? Yeah. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
And here's the guy who is here today. Thanks very much to Aaron Jones hanging out at KLOS today. So Supercharged Aaron Jones is who that is. He was hanging out for Stay or Go with Heidi and Frank today and then was here with Marcy for a little while. I love that dude.
And now he's going to come in a second
yeah,
on our
yeah,
show, which we're
on.
Very excited about.
Keith Aaron!
You'll see him.
Bulbous. That's the word I'm looking for with the SUVs that are misshapen.
What's wrong with
bulbous?
You?
Bulbous. Because they're... I'll get you some pictures. We're
right.
searching for pictures.
We're taking driving tips from people who do this for a living. KLOS, hello.
I drive a dump truck.
All right. Let's hear it. What would make your life easier?
People getting on the freeway at freeway speed.
Yes, please speed up. It is a fast lane of traffic. Why are you going 3? Good point.
That always drives me crazy, too, but I can imagine with a
dump truck
you
yeah.
have, it takes you a long time to get your speed up.
Right?
Yes, it does. That's why you'll see a lot of us in the next lane over, too, which I'm sure pisses people off, but people don't know how to get on the freeway.
No, I totally always get that when there's a large vehicle in the second lane because
yes,
because
the first lane
yes,
people are dumb.
It's impossible, I would think.
So speed up. You're supposed to sort of merge into traffic, not stop at all so that they can give you a chance to go.
Right.
That's right.
Thank you
right
for
on.
Calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
I don't know how you do it.
818-955-KLOS. If you're a professional driver, we want to hear from you. And what would make it easier if we were to all do?
According to a recent survey conducted by Expedia.com, the number one thing that annoys people
in driving when driving, yeah,
other people are doing while they're driving.
Yeah.
69% of drivers found this the most annoying.
What is it?
Texting.
Oh, yeah.
Which happens
absolutely
all the time.
I can't stand when I see someone on their damn phone.
Tailgater received 60% of the responses. So somebody
being
too close
responsible for that.
Your tailgater?
Yeah. Not really, because I'm always very much paying attention, but I know some people can't stand it.
Another annoyance on the road includes multitasker, 54%.
I hate that too. Pay attention to what you're doing.
The drifter, 43%.
I really hate that.
I know, that drives me nuts. The crawler, 39%. The swerver, 38%.
That's you.
And the lane hog, left lane hog, 32%.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you got to be willing to go very fast.
Agreed.
Or get the hell
and
out of the way.
For the most part, you don't need to be in the left lane.
No, yeah, well, especially out on the highway. Yeah, definitely. You're not supposed to be.
But that's sort of how it works. All right, so we're taking tips from people who do this for a living. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you drive for a living?
Yes, I do.
All right.
How do you do it?
Stay out of the left lane unless you are passing or doing like 75 miles an hour.
Yeah, especially out on the highway, right?
Yes.
Yeah, always move over. I don't know why people can't get that in their head yet for passing.
It does seem like people desperately try to get over to the fast lane so that they can slow down a bit.
Yeah, I mean, yes, exactly.
I don't understand that.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, you drive for a living?
Yes, I do. I deliver furniture for a living. Shout out to article.com.
How do you do it?
There's some advice. I mean, literally right now, I'm driving to my house right now, and this guy just decided to go straight through traffic by hitting onto the left lane. One thing we need to know is you guys need not to act like they own the street.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, I could be probably accused of that because I'm, but I don't cut people off, and I make sure to give trucks plenty of room because I gotta imagine it's insane to be driving that large item down the road.
I don't want to make a truck driver mad.
No, because they're cool. Yeah.
No, because they could run.
Oh, because they could kill you.
Yes. Yeah.
That too. Don't brake check a big truck.
Oh my God, no.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, how dumb can you be?
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, and stay safe out there, man. Jeez.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
First of all, I have to say thank you to KLOS because that's part of the sanity here. I listen to your radio station.
Nice.
With Heidi and Frank, to you guys, to Grumpy Harold, to Marcy. All of it.
Nice.
Thank you. You drive for a living?
Yes, I do. I drive Uber, Lyft, and private.
Woo, that's got to be rough.
You are crazy.
So what would you like to see other drivers do to make your life easier?
Oh, great question. Well, I will say you have to have a good attitude about it and be very polite. You have to be very diplomatic with people, very respectful at all times.
You're asking for a lot, dude.
I mean, that's a great idea, but wow. Let me ask you something, because I find this to be true for myself. When some really good song that you love that's loud and fast, does it make you speed up? Do you go faster? Get more reckless?
No, actually. I ride a motorcycle, and I like to ride chill, the same with driving cars, and I love Rush. It's my all-time favorite band.
Nice.
I hate it, of course. And no, I like to keep it in under the speed limit because a ticket is a point in your license and a lot of money. So
that's not Sligo. All right.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS, you're a professional driver. What would make it easier? We were to do this.
We are talking about driving tips from professional drivers. You're one of those?
Correct. Yes, I am a professional driver.
How do you do that without losing your mind?
I do lose my mind sometimes.
Okay.
I would want people to stop trying to hit on me and looking in the car, like men literally looking in the car and harassing me.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? Pull over and make out with them? I always thought that was pretty...
Do they keep up with your speed and try to communicate?
Yes. I have to literally move my mirrors around and hide. Because
wow.
I can't make eye contact with men. It's that bad.
Wow.
It's that bad. I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I believe it. Not totally believe it.
Just leave me alone. This is not dating game. Right?
This right. Is yeah, this is driving.
Listen, I know you were just distracting that time. I'm sorry.
All right, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. Are you a full-time driver?
Retired.
How was it?
I've been professionally for 41 years.
Woo!
And,
You have tips for the rest of us?
You know, the thing is that the trucks, we try to keep a little bit of space in front of us for our sake, not yours.
Correct, yes.
But people seem to think that space we try to create back there or up there in front of us is for you, and it's not. It's for us to have room to brake.
Sure, exactly, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
but if somebody does cut into that space, it is more than enough space for another car to cut in. You just have to back up a little bit more, right?
Yeah, you just have to drive accordingly. Yeah. I used to teach people to drive these trucks. I said, look, the only vehicle you have any control over is this one. So if the rest of those morons want to go out there and drive like idiots, you have to compensate.
That's very well put. Yeah, that's
wow,
good.
No
yeah,
kidding.
That's great. That's
I'd
perfect.
Like you to teach me to drive over the weekend if that's cool.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Believe it or not, I'm streaming you guys all the way out here in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh,
thank
nice.
You. Thank you.
Because radio stations out here suck.
Do you enjoy how the last few things we say get cut off and goes into commercials? Isn't that fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're supposedly great. Working on that.
So do you have much traffic there?
Oh, man, it's horrible.
Is it? Okay.
You guys think L.A. is bad? I'm from California, and I drove in L.A. for years.
Right.
Is it because they just don't know how to drive out there? They don't have as much experience?
I think they give away licenses out here.
Oh,
wow.
See.
All right.
Sign on the line and here you go.
What's the biggest tip you could give people?
Keep your head moving like a swivel.
Oh, stay alert.
So you're saying and look around and anticipate everybody else making mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because most people's heads are down in their lap looking at their phone.
Right on. All right man. Thanks for calling.
Head on a swivel.
Hello.
Hi, it's KLOS. You a professional driver?
I am an Uber driver.
And thoughts on how other people drive?
Well, when it's late at night and you have people doing 50 when the speed limit's 65.
That drives me out of my mind. We can go the speed limit so seldom that when you can go the speed limit, that's the very least you should be going.
At the very least.
Yes.
Yes, the speed suggestion.
Yes.
You should at least keep up to that.
I agree.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
You're a professional driver. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about professional drivers and tips for everyone else on how to drive. You have one?
37 years.
How do you do that?
This is my office.
Right.
Unlike your car, which is a luxury thing. My head's on a swivel. I'm always looking around. And, you know, I get paid by the mile, so I do it very carefully.
Yeah, you know, we just had a trucker say, keep your head swiveling. So is that kind of a trucker typical?
Car drivers are very guilty of it. So are many truck drivers. They have a tunnel vision.
Yes.
And what people don't realize is that when you look forward, you're only seeing from the center of both eyes. You're only seeing a two degrees. You actually only see.
Yeah.
Everything else is kind of a blur. Even though your mind thinks it's there.
Yeah.
So when you're on the swivel, you have to turn and look and see what's next to you. You can't go by the movement that you see.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, you should almost be thinking you're in a bad neighborhood and keeping your eyes open.
Absolutely.
It's KLOS. We're looking for tips from professional drivers for the rest of us. Hello, KLOS.
People need to drive realizing that the car next to them isn't a car. There's a human being in it.
Ooh, nicely said.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, if we realize they're actually people, then maybe we treat the cars with more respect.
Ha, I like it. Yeah, because, you know, like people have, I've heard this before, like, you know, if you're in a grocery store, for the most part, you don't suddenly start flipping the person off next to you that's blocking your way in the shopping cart and start yelling at them and screaming. Generally.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, don't do that yourself.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, well, that changes everything then.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is this where we're talking about new words?
It is.
I love new words.
The dictionary every year updates new words that have sort of become a thing during the past year.
And it fascinates me. I know it's dorky as hell.
But.
Yeah. What are some of the new words? Do you have any of them?
Well, yeah. Long hauler is one of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Man, yeah. Agreed. I love talking to, another thing I do on a regular basis, I talk to a lot of
long haulers.
Yeah. And I appreciate that life.
By the way, long hauler has two meanings. One is a trucker. The other is people who have long-term COVID
symptoms. All right. Well, those aren't the ones I was talking about.
They're also called long haulers, though. Yeah,
that could be damn near well you.
Hard pass.
Oh, yeah. That's a good phrase. Perfect phrase.
Yep.
Should go in.
Flex.
That's too much of a commercial
now. And they describe it as an act of bragging or showing off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cancel culture.
Sure. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
And crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding. Yeah.
None of those were in the dictionary until this year.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because everyone will know what that is for a long time to come.
It's probably important for them to keep up. I see that. So let's get an expert on the line, shall we?
Yeah.
It's the Heineken 00 hotline. It is Clark Dulce, senior editor of dictionary.com.
Hello.
Hey, Clark.
Hello. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for coming along. I love new words. I love the dictionary.
I don't know, you probably haven't run into this a lot, but Sluggo, for real, when he was a kid, read the dictionary.
Well, that was very much like me when I was younger. I'm fascinated by words and by language and by the fact that it is a living thing and it keeps changing and growing all the time.
Thank you very much. You hear that, Kevin?
No, so every year, the dictionary adds new words to kind of keep up with the times.
Yes, I mean, people are using these in everyday language and in their writings, and it's important that we at dictionary.com keep up with the changes.
Do you ever get upset at some of the words that are going in, like that you just think they're kind of ridiculous or silly or shouldn't be going in? Or?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are words that you know are probably transient that will not be
standing the test of time, right. And maybe are trendy and it won't be used again 10, 15 years from now. But we can't pass judgment. We just have to try to keep up the best we can.
But we can pass judgment.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I can't stop you.
Okay, all right. Are you getting any feedback about any of the words that you're adding?
Some of the ones we just added recently, some people are unhappy with.
Okay.
For example, incorrection. Incorrection they don't like so much.
Incorrection?
An incorrection is when someone says people attacking the Capitol looked like a bunch of tourists. You have to.
Oh. That would be
an incorrection.
Incorrection.
I think that's a pretty good word.
Well, that's not bad.
I'm not opposed to
that. I
mean,
it took us 15 seconds to get it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty fast for us.
What else?
Spearache. Spearache is becoming more and more popular.
Spearache?
Spearache is someone who has a pain from the fact that their lawyer is running their life and won't let them use their money or take out their IUD or get married.
Oh.
So you call that a spearache.
Britney Spears. I get it. Yeah. Spearache.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. You're getting them faster now. That's good.
Hey, that only took 10 seconds, so...
Market improvement.
Another new word we just added is scrotation.
I don't like that one already.
That's when it's really hot outside and you're wearing shorts and you need to reach in and adjust yourself.
Yes.
That's called a scrotation.
That one will last forever.
I'm using that one today. Absolutely.
Maybe you're sticking to the inside of your thigh.
We get that.
Yep.
Snipple is also a new one we're using. Snipple.
Snipple.
Yes, that's for a certain kind of man, a metrosexual who shaves his chest and then nicks his nipple with the razor. That's a snipple.
And that one's going to stand the test of time, do you think?
Yes.
Well, only time will tell. We're going to have to wait and see.
All right.
I've shaved other things and nicked stuff, so I mean, maybe we need words for that as well. I think.
Got to be careful.
Yeah, right?
And, true. And then Buzzaster. Buzzaster is another one that people are using.
Buzzaster or Boozaster?
Boozaster. Yes. That's when you've been partying so hard the night before, the next morning it's coming out of both ends and you only have one toilet. That's a boozaster.
That sounds like something Howard Stern used to say, too.
Yes, it
weirdly
is.
Weirdly close, yeah.